Welcome to this week's Top 5. Well, the Aussie market has kicked off September in positive fashion. Actually, we've got the market up about 1% so far this month, which is enough to recoup around a third of August pullback. But moving forward, here are five things to watch this week. Number one, jobs. So on Thursday, we get an update on jobs growth just before lunch for the month of August. And the market's expecting the addition of about 20,000 jobs last month and for the unemployment rate to remain around 5.2%. Now, two reasons why this data is important. The first is just the importance that the RBA places on this in its decision-making process when it comes to what to do with interest rates. So any surprises around this figures will certainly get the conversation started around rate cuts. Number two, the impact of any surprises and what they could actually have on currencies as well. Now, two, central bank meetings. It's going to be a big week on this front. We've got central banks in the US, in the UK, and also in Japan holding monthly meetings. Of the three, certainly the Federal Reserve in the US will receive the most attention. So it makes its decision on interest rates first thing Thursday morning at around 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's widely expected to actually cut interest rates by a quarter of a percent. So fully priced in at the moment, which means that the market's convinced this will be the case. And that, of course, means that there is a risk that if the Fed isn't quite as dovish as expected or surprises the market, we could see aggressive moves in markets as well. Now, on Thursday, we'll hear from the Bank of Japan and also the Bank of England, and the Reserve Bank board minutes will be out on Tuesday. Number three, Chinese data. It's actually going to be a whole lot of quite a busy week when it comes to updates on our largest trading partner. Most of this data will be out on Monday with an update on property prices on Tuesday. Now, this is all important, firstly, because it highlights the state of China's economy, and secondly, the impact of the US-China trade war on China as well. Number four, we've got dividends. So we're at that time of year now where about $30 billion in dividends will be paid out to investors. Around $3 billion of that will be paid out this week alone from companies like Rio Tinto, AGL, Lendlease, Computershare, and also Woodside Petroleum. So in theory, some of that money could very well find its way back into the share market. Number five, the US-China dispute. Now, this is obviously a mess at the moment, but it's continuing to be quite a risk for markets as well. We're only weeks away now from officials from both nations sitting down and resuming talks. And over the past week, we've had both parties making very small concessions, delaying some additional tariffs by a couple of weeks on the US part, and also removing tariffs on a handful of small exports on the Chinese part. So any developments here in the next 5 to 7 days could certainly move markets. Enjoy the week ahead.